Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
We are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
My therapist today said the words Forever 35, like in our session.
Wow.
She was like, your podcast, Forever 35? And I was like, yes!
She knows
yes,
you.
Therapist.
Nice.
Hopefully she's never listened, but she retained the name.
I'm into that for you.
Thank you. I am too. I love my therapist.
Before we get going, we have a couple of announcements. One is that we now have merch.
It's pretty exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
I haven't decided yet what I'm going to buy, but I'm very excited to make a purchase.
Oh, I know what I'm buying.
What is it? What are you going to buy?
I'm definitely getting the fanny pack.
I think I am too.
And I'm also definitely getting the leggings.
I have to go look at them and
the
check them out.
The leggings are
cool,
really
right?
Cool.
Yeah.
They're like an all over print of our logo and all the little things around our logo, and they're black. They look really cool.
I also really like the Reframe the Narrative t-shirt.
I do too.
And the Mysol or Mysol t-shirts. I mean, look.
I know. Should we each get a MySolar?
Yes, yes. 100%. If we ever do a live show,
yes.
100%.
So for those of you at home, there's one t-shirt that says
MySolar,
yeah. And then there's one t-shirt that says MySolar.
Yes. So there's a lot of goodies up there.
Yep.
So please go check it out.
And that's at forever35merch.com. And another announcement is that you all might have heard our new podcast, Gee Thanks Just Bought It. We dropped an episode into our feed a couple weeks ago. We had Caroline Moss, the new host of the new show. And just want to, you know, put another plug to listen because it's a great show.
Yeah. And if you listen to episode 100 of Forever 35, you heard Caroline Moss.
Yeah.
Past guest.
Also, now. One thing I love about Gee Thanks Just Bought It is the episodes are short.
I like that too. You know what? There's a lot to be said for a short podcast.
I agree.
Like a digestible, digestible, digestible.
Yeah. I mean, we really just blather on and on.
We're not the worst.
No.
There's some like 3-hour podcasts.
Oh, totally. My husband hosts most of them.
speaking of today's guest.
He did blather.
He loves to talk.
But Caroline keeps it short.
Mm-hmm. Short and sweet.
Yeah, short and sweet. And another just reminder that everything we mention on the show is always on our website, forever35podcast.com. So you can head over there if you aren't like taking notes as we speak.
Which you should not be.
Especially if you're driving.
Or like walking your dog or
hiking,
working,
to your children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of those.
Any things. Of those things. Volunteering.
Yeah. What are some other things people could do while listening
to
our
the podcast?
Show?
I get a mammogram.
Oh, get a manicure.
But true.
Yep.
You could do that.
Okay.
All right. We did it.
Yep. How are you, friend?
Are you ready to hear my story?
I am.
Did you read what I wrote on our paper?
I sure did.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Kate. And I'm here to tell you that I had the privilege of going on vacation with my family over Thanksgiving. And we were in Hawaii. Again, totally wonderful privilege experience. Felt very fortunate to get to do that with my kids and my husband. And we went on a really spectacular horseback ride together, a trail ride to a watering hole.
Ooh.
Where we went swimming.
Ooh.
It was so cool.
That sounds awesome.
It was. And then as the ride concluded back at the ranch and our handsome cowboy guide
sure
helped us dismount the horse. Uh-huh. You know, he was helping us get off, and it was my turn, and he had told us, like, when we got on, like, ha ha ha, sometimes people's shirts get stuck on the horn of the western saddle. Now, I grew up horseback riding, so I was like, I'm always very cocky when I ride. So I was like, ah, that's so silly. Like, what idiots? You know, like, I kind of was like, ha, ha, ha. He was like, I even had one person who's like, his shirt got stuck and all the buttons popped off. And I was like, ah, ha, 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 as he was telling this on the ride. Well, when it was my turn to dismount, Dory, my shirt got stuck. And not just my sweatshirt, my tank top underneath, and then my sports bra. So much so that it all rode up to my neck, and I flashed my boobs at the cowboy, at everyone on the ride. Like, I was hanging off the saddle, hooked my sports bra, my tank top, and my sweatshirt all hooked on the saddle with my boobs just hanging out.
Was it only your family on this trip?
No! There were two other couples. There were other people working at the ranch. And then I, like, quickly yanked the sweatshirt down, but I couldn't get the bra down. So then I, like, walked over. Clearly this other person saw, and I was like, ugh, and made some comment, and he was very awkward. And then I'd like stand there and pull my sports bra back over my giant boobs. And then when I told my husband, I was like, oh my God, guess what just happened? Like, he had somehow not seen it, but I was like, when I was getting off the horse, my bra and my shirts got stuck, and I flashed the people. He was like, oh, I was wondering when you walked towards me while your nipples were hard. I was like, well, that's why.
Wow.
They were cold and I didn't have the bra over them because it was up around my neck. So that was,
oh my God.
You know, we've been having some people call in with, like, their embarrassing moments. That was mine. I don't think I've ever,
that was a really good one.
It was nuts. Like, as it was happening, I was like, oh my God, oh
my
God.
Did your kids see?
No, they were like kissing horses. They had already gotten off.
Okay.
It was just when it was like first my shirt and then the bra got stuck and then my boobs fell out. It was just beyond, like, I had care, because, like, why it happened, you know?
It is
a thing that happened to
it
me.
It is a thing that happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was humbling. That was a humbling experience from my vacation. Otherwise, it was wonderful. I deleted Instagram off my phone. Mm-hmm. I deleted Facebook off my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Again. We all know I've been on this journey before. I'm really going to stick to it this time, everybody.
Good.
I'm going to stick to it.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. So I did that. And I have tennis elbow, Dory.
How does one get tennis elbow?
Well, I don't play tennis. So I think I got it from pulling suitcases. I truly don't know. My doctor was like, maybe you've been lifting weights incorrectly.
Oh.
Which is possible. I do a light weightlifting. Very gentle weights, like 3 pounds.
Huh.
I think it's honestly just being older.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But my elbow hurts all the time. I can't pick stuff up.
There's nothing you can do about it?
I can ice it and take Advil and stretch it. Yeah. Yeah.
What's like the prognosis? Like, how do you get better?
Well, it's just tendonitis. So rest.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. And I did have a brace, but I was cutting off my circulation with the brace.
Oh, that seems
bad. I clearly don't know how to use it well. What I also discovered while I was on vacation with my family is that I'm a loud snorer.
Oh. Did you not know this?
Well, my husband's been like taunting me for, like, we have like a battle back and forth where I'm like, you snore. And he's like, you actually snore. But I think I do snore. And my kids were like, whoa. So we were all sharing a hotel room. So now I'm like, I have to figure that out.
Mm.
Do I need to do a sleep test?
Mm.
Do I need to get a thing I wear on my nose?
Mm.
Is it, you know, I am getting over a cold. Maybe it's just that.
I feel like it gets worse when you have a cold.
Yes, I think it does. But just between like the elbow tendonitis that grew out of nothing and snoring, I'm really feeling middle-aged.
You're feeling real #ThisIs40.
this is 40. That's what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, just kind of like, oh, my body is just starting to like give zero fucks about if I want to feel this way.
Right.
Or not.
Right. It's like, this is what we're doing now.
Yeah. It's like, hey, bitch, you have tennis elbow now and you snore. Have fun. You know, like that's just what it is.
Yeah.
And I have a really hard time, especially like the aches and pains. I get really angry about it and frustrated. Mm. Do you feel that? Was your body starting to like creak? I mean, also you gave birth this year, so that's creaky.
You know, I actually first started experiencing this, I think, like almost 10 years ago when I got a stress fracture.
From running?
From running.
You were training for the marathon, right?
This was before I was training for the marathon. Okay. This is when I decided to, quote unquote, take up running.
Which, 100%, Dory, in the last week, I was like, I should run a marathon.
Uh-huh.
And there's no way.
As you talk about your body degenerating.
Yes, and I watched Brittany runs a marathon, and I was like, that's something I really do want to try in my lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, same.
But woof.
Yeah. So that was the first time where I was like,
you had a stress fracture.
A stress fracture.
And what part of your body?
My calf. Ugh. My right calf. So it was like incredibly painful. I was like, what is happening? I just thought I'd like strained it. And then I got x-rays and it was like, no, you have a stress fracture. I couldn't really do much on it. I could swim. And that was like pretty much it. It was a real, like, you just got to rest it kind of thing.
Maddening and a real practice.
Yes. That was very hard for me. So I feel you. It's really tough.
Well, also, I'm reading our document for this recording.
Yes.
And you're also having middle-aged things going on.
So,
or you're finding a cure for a middle-aged thing.
So, okay. I think I've talked about my toes on this podcast before.
I don't think you have.
Really?
I hate feet, so I feel like I would remember.
Okay. So the deal with my toes is, I don't know if you've noticed. Well, you might not have noticed because you hate feet, but most people's toes go in like a slant. Like
yes.
Their big toe is the biggest. Then some people have a bigger second toe.
That's what I have.
But then the third toe is smaller and then the fourth toe
is
smaller.
Sure. There's a diagonal.
So my toes don't do that.
Oh my gosh. You have a rectangle?
My first four toes are essentially all the same size.
Does that make shoes so uncomfortable?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then I have a little baby toe.
Is that like a genetic thing in your family? Does everyone, it's just you?
My mom doesn't have these toes, and I don't think my sister does either. It's probably my dad's fault. So as a result, most shoes I've worn throughout my life are not made for people with my toes. And so my fourth toe, especially, has been like permanently bent because it most shoes don't let it like straighten.
Oh, God, this is awful.
I also have narrow heels, so I can't. It's hard to find shoes that like really fit. Like I can't really buy shoes that are too big because then like my feet fall out of them. Anyway, as I've gotten older, I've mostly stopped wearing uncomfortable shoes like altogether. And like right now I'm wearing like slippers. and I wear sneakers a lot more. And I think also now that I live in LA, like I wear sandals more where my toes can just kind of breathe.
They can be free.
They can be free. But like I can't even wear Birkenstocks. Because the footbed on Birkenstocks is slanty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And your one toe is crooked. Like, is it at an angle now?
No, it's not at an angle. It's more just like almost like hooked, like bent. It's just sort of bent. So on this toe, on each of my fourth toes, there has been a permanent corn, like a raised corn on my toe always because it like rubs up against the top of shoes because it doesn't really fit.
Oh God.
Okay.
Foot care, by the way, we have not talked about in 2 years of this
and
show.
I am really getting into it today.
But this is a legit, I mean, we could do a whole episode on bunions. Anyway,
we could.
Stick with corns, but.
So anyway.
We're doing a podcast about corns.
Yes.
I just realized.
So anyway, my friend, our friend Danielle told me recently that she had gotten yoga toes and this is, I had always been sort of interested in yoga toes, which are these things that you put on your feet to like make your toes spread out. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be like good for your feet and help your toes straighten, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, and the other thing is my third and fourth toe are sort of like crammed together because there's not enough room for them. So there's this almost like indentation on my third toe because the fourth toe has just been like crammed into it. This poor fourth toe. I mean, it's really suffered.
I feel bad for it.
I do too. Anyway, so Danielle had been telling me about these yoga toes and I'd been like debating getting them for a really long time. And then I was finally like, okay, I'm going to take the plunge. So I bought yoga toes and I've been using them for the last few days.
Do you wear them all the time or is it you have a session?
You have a session. Yeah. And you start with like 10 to 15 minutes. And then I think you work yourself up to like an hour maybe, but you don't like wear them in shoes. You just sort of wear them when you're relaxing. And look, I don't know if they'll like really help, but they seem to, it's a little painful when they go on because like your toes are really like stretching. But I think it's good for my toes. And I'm also now, I told my husband last night that I need to start wearing shoes with a wide toe box. And he just started laughing because I think it's like the most like old lady thing I could have ever said.
Yeah.
Like a wide toe box.
What even is that?
It's like shoes that where the toe is wide. So like actually these have a wide toe box. I'm showing Kate the slippers that I'm wearing, which are the L.L. Bean slippers I recommended in the holiday gift guide.
Oh, just the phrase wide toe box.
I know. It's a ridiculous phrase.
It's just something else.
I know. I agree. But no, it makes sense. Like my toes would be able to like spread out and that poor fourth toe, which is usually crammed, would be able to straighten and be free.
I think this is all good maintenance to be doing as our bodies age, especially, right? Like it's only going to become more painful and uncomfortable as we get older.
Totally. And our feet literally bear our weight.
And our emotions, right? There's a lot carried in our feet.
Yes. Yes. So I'm looking forward to kind of getting this at least, if not resolved, then like on a better track. So.
I want to talk more about feet on this podcast.
But you hate feet.
I do. I truly hate
them.
My
husband also hates feet.
Oh, he does? Mm-hmm. If I never had to look at feet again for the rest of my life, I would be...
Really?
Ugh.
I'm like indifferent towards feet.
Ugh.
I don't hate them, but I'm also not like, ooh, feet.
Which if you are,
that's wonderful. I don't want to yuck your yum.
No. Oh, God. Is that a thing? People say? I would never want to yuck anyone's yum.
No, totally.
Just have a very weird aversion to feet. I don't like my own feet.
I think a lot of people do.
No, I know. This is a pretty normal. It's like clowns and feet, you know, but...
I should get clown shoes.
Oh, God. Those would have a wide foot.
That's a
really
wide toe box.
A toe box. They do. They're huge.
They're huge. Think how comfortable they'd be. My feet could just spread out.
I mean, that would be a fashion statement.
It would be. Wow.
Here in Los Angeles, especially, just clomping around in clown shoes. But certainly... Feet are very vital to self-care.
Yes.
And like rubbing your own feet. But again, bunions.
So wait, how do you feel about pedicures?
I will get them, but I honestly, every time I'm like, I'm so sorry, this person has to like look at my feet.
Oh, interesting. See, I'm always like, this person's seen it all. It's like a gynecologist.
They've seen it all.
They've seen it all.
Yeah. And I know that, but I also am like, ugh, I have such a hang up about my feet and my nails and hands. And, you know, and I also have that long second toe.
Mm, but a lot of people do.
I know, but it's just so, I don't know.
Isn't it like a sign that you're royalty or something?
I think that's a made up thing.
Oh, okay.
Which I'll take, but it also does make shoes uncomfortable because.
Oh, yeah. It must.
It's like this. It adds like an extra quarter inch to my foot. But again, I'm happy to have feet.
Yes.
Trying to stay.
Yes, Kate. Happy to have feet too.
Like, I'm glad they're there.
But I think my takeaway from all of this is we need to get custom shoes.
Certainly, if you can afford a custom shoe.
How does one even go about getting a custom shoe? I don't even know.
I have no idea. You have to find a really good cobbler, I guess.
I guess we're going to have to go to Italy.
Listen, forever 35.
Italia.
Oh, boy.
It's good. good to be back.
It is. You know, we haven't seen each other in a while. Mm-hmm. We're a little punchy.
Yep.
I would, again, listeners, tell us your foot woes and your foot care.
Yeah. If my, dying to hear.
If my best friend is listening, she is laughing because she knows how much I hate feet. Because I give her a hard time about her feet. She's got the bunions.
Oh, yeah. I don't have bunions and I don't have like a hammer toe.
Bunions seem incredibly painful. Incredibly painful. Speaking of shoe issues.
Yeah.
So tell us your self-care on your feet.
Yeah, we're dying to know.
Yeah. We again, how in 2 years of doing this podcast have we never talked about foot care?
That's a really good question and one I don't have an answer to.
Well, you know, it's just the topics keep introducing themselves to us.
They truly do.
Before we introduce our guests, I do want to ask about your Black Friday, Cyber Monday purchasing.
Yeah.
Because I was even getting some text messages from you asking if you should buy some things.
Yeah.
And then you bought them.
So, as listeners of this podcast know, I've been really trying to like rein in my consumerism for quite some time. And, you know, learned more about ethical consumption and sustainability. And I've been trying to buy secondhand clothes and not buy fast fashion, etc. And I've been like pretty good about it. And even for Henry, like I've mostly bought him secondhand stuff or gotten hand-me-downs.
You do a lot of like baby poshmarking.
I do a lot of baby poshmarking. But I'd kind of reached a point with him where I was running out of the hand-me-downs. I have some more hand-me-downs that are a little larger, but there was like this age period where I didn't really have any clothes for him. And then for me, you know, I've been going through all of this like postpartum body stuff and my body's not exactly the same as it was before. Not all my clothes fit. I just stopped nursing and pumping.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Well, hello. I didn't know that.
Hello. And so I feel like for the last 7 months, I've only been able to wear like button up shirts because I always had to be able to like expose a boob. And now I don't have to. And I was suddenly like, oh, I need to buy some stuff. And like, I don't have the time or the patience right now to like wait for the things to show up on Poshmark or wherever else. Like I do my due diligence. I look for the stuff. If it's not there, like I need to just get some other stuff.
That's fair, Dory.
So yeah. But I might have gone a little overboard, especially with Henry. There was just like really cute kids' clothes.
On sale.
So I bought a lot of them. So here we are.
Okay.
I'm feeling like slightly guilty about it, but also trying not to be too harsh on myself.
Can you return any of it?
I can return all of it. So none of it was final sale. And then the stuff that I bought for myself, none of it is final sale either.
I do find when something, I very easily get swayed or manipulated by the word sale, by all the, you know, emails that were in my inbox over the holiday weekend. Like, we only do this sale once a year.
Totally.
It's like, well, then I should go get something. Like, things I didn't even need. I didn't end up buying anything. But it's, you can feel the manipulation. Totally. Like, it works. It 100% works.
And I bought myself stuff from two stores. I bought myself some stuff that I needed, like a pair of jeans. And then I bought myself a couple of dresses that I was like, these are really nice and I like them and I want them. And if they don't fit, I can return them. I like made sure to check the site's return policy. It said returns are free. I was like, great.
You did a good job.
I felt a little bit bad about it. And then I was just like, if this is, you know, if these are like the one new things that I buy in the next few months, then I'm fine with that. And I didn't feel like there was anything I really bought impulsively. Like everything I bought, well, especially for myself, I bought impulsive stuff for Henry, but for myself, it was stuff I had like seen already, sites that I knew I wanted stuff from. You know what I mean? Like it's stuff I had had my eye on.
Sure. You'd been waiting.
I've been waiting. And so, yeah. So that's what happened. Nothing has arrived yet.
Oh, I can't wait.
So I'm sort of like on the edge of my seat, just waiting.
Oof, that's going to be a fun
things.
Day.
I know. Well, what if it doesn't fit? Then I'll be sad. It will be fine.
You'll start the cycle all over again.
I will indeed. Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Well, we have some extra special guests for this episode.
We really do. We finally, this is by popular demand.
Yeah.
We demanded it.
Yeah, popular meaning us.
Well, no, people have asked us.
People have asked
these particular guests on our show.
Over the past 2 years.
Yeah.
It's our husbands, everybody. Yep. We interviewed our husbands.
The first male identifying guests on the show.
Yeah. And I would say probably some of the last.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say it. Never say never.
No, of course.
But yeah.
Yeah. There are lots of podcasts where they,
and it was, I got to say, it was very interesting interviewing them.
It was weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it was weird.
I mean, I'm used to podcasting with my husband.
I'm not.
But it must have been pretty weird for you.
We've done a couple. I've been on a podcast that he did a couple times.
Okay.
But it was more just like, what does he think of this part of my life? I don't totally know.
Yeah.
Like, what does he think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then just talking about his self-care and like working too much. And it was interesting.
It was also interesting when they started talking to each other about like stuff, like things that go through their minds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, huh?
Yeah.
Also, I think they were nervous at first.
Oh, totally.
They were making a lot of silly jokes. Sort of like, well, these are two nervous men.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're going to hear it all.
Enough preamble.
Yeah. Anyway, so without further ado,
here they are. Our husbands.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Our guests today are
our husbands,
Anthony King and Matt Myra.
Wow.
Wow.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome
to
the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You two have been requested.
Yes.
A lot.
By whom?
By listeners over the last couple of years.
How do we intro them? My husband, Anthony, we've been married for 11 years.
All right.
He is the co-writer of the Broadway musical Beetlejuice. He's written on a bunch of TV shows, including Silicon Valley, Broad City, Search Party, Playing House. Am I forgetting any?
Sure.
Okay. And I would say he wears sunscreen in his moisturizer.
Wow. But he moisturizes.
He does use an Aveeno moisturizer.
I never did till I moved to Los Angeles, but it's dry air out here.
It is very dry.
Yeah.
Well, my husband, Matt... Mm-hmm. We podcast together also on Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure.
This is familiar territory for y'all.
And then he also has a couple of other shows, James Bonding, okay. Star Trek, The Next Conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Couple of other shows that are kind of on permanent hiatus.
Temporary hiatus that are just lengthy.
Yes. he is a producer on The Goldbergs. Mm-hmm. And... we've been married for 4 years.
And that's accurate.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys, we wanted to talk to you about self-care.
Oh, boy.
So bad at self-care.
And skincare. So to kick things off.
To kick things off.
We have a little game for you.
Yeah. Because we're married to you. We should say that Anthony and I share a bathroom. Dory and Matt, as we've talked about before on this podcast, each have their own bathroom.
Oh, wow. That's
they live
paradise.
In a two-bathroom home.
Yeah.
And so you don't interact with Dory's products as much as Anthony has to come face-to-face with my spread every day.
Well, yeah, I see them when I pass through her bathroom because we conveniently have a bathroom door that opens to the outside world.
You have that bathroom backyard
situation. It's an indoor-outdoor bathroom. And it's just a house that was built in the 20s with a very confusing layout. So, yeah, I go through that bathroom quite frequently. And I've often had to look for things like stain remover, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
The other evening, I had some grease on my pants because I'm a man.
playing with grease.
She'll have very specific instructions that I often don't remember by the time I get to the bathroom. And I just go through drawers after drawers of... It's amazing how many tiny containers and things one has.
That's my experience, is to use the sink, I have to move an enormous number of tiny glass bottles so that I don't knock them all off the sink while I try to brush my teeth.
Have you ever knocked them all off?
No, because I push them all to one side of the sink.
Smart.
I think Dory's bathroom motif is containers that feature smaller containers inside of them.
You do love like a tiny tray.
I do love a tiny tray.
Yes.
Tori loves a tiny tray.
I love a tiny tray.
With little things on the tray.
Yeah, with little things on the tray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so these are some of the products from my bathroom that I have culled. Listeners will know these products because they are things we have discussed at length on this podcast. We are just curious if you know what any of these things are, what they do, how much they cost.
Like, just going off of the look of a couple of those bottles, look like they are vanilla extract.
Okay.
Yeah, they're dropper bottles.
We should also say, this is not to say that men do not utilize skincare products, have skincare routines. I think in our case, our specific partners, you're not partakers in skin routines, shall we say.
You don't even wear moisturizer or sunscreen.
No. I was gifted with the Mediterranean genetics of Spain and Italy and Cuba, so I enjoy the sun. It is a friend of ours.
but I hate
to be in it.
Do you have a system? I feel like you do now wash your face and moisturize, Anthony, right?
I put on lotion after I take a shower on my face, and now at night I wash my face and put lotion on when I go to bed.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's out of control. How do you remember to do that?
I don't do it every night, but I do some nights.
And when you're in the shower, you wash your face with the bar of soap that we have.
No, I bought some face stuff recently because you guilted me into it.
I'm sorry. What brand did you purchase?
Harry's.
Oh, you bought like something that has been branded specifically for men.
Well, I was buying some razor replacements and they had face wash and I was like, I'll get some face wash.
Did you use a promo code?
I sure did.
Nice.
Okay. So you do not use any of these products.
I don't know what anything that I'm looking at is.
Okay. So if I were to...
There's also a bottle of Umami that looks exactly like all of the...
There's my favorite Trader Joe's
Umami seasoning.
They've packaged Umami?
Umami seasoning.
Wow.
And if you mixed that in, I would not blink an eye.
The most recently discovered taste.
Well, Four Sigmatic does make mushroom skincare, so you're not far off.
There you go.
Yeah, so does
Anthony.
Moon Juice.
Oh.
Right? Mm-hmm. They make gold. Mm-hmm. They make mushroom skincare.
My favorite Van Morrison song, Moon Juice.
Wonderful night for a moon juice. Okay, so if I were to say to you, what's Pixie Glow Tonic? What's glycolic acid? You would not know what.
Well, I saw the Trolls movie, so I know what Pixie Glow Tonic is.
Thank you, DreamWorks.
You have no idea what this does?
No. It's an orange liquid, or the bottle's orange.
Yeah. I would describe that bottle for the listener who may not know Pixie like we do.
They know.
It looks like it came out of my dad's medicine cabinet and used to have high karate in it, which was an old cologne from the 70s.
It doesn't smell like anything.
How much do you think that costs?
I'm going to go $500.
Are you serious?
I have no idea what these
things
cost.
Kate's holding
they're
it,
not
so it
cheap.
Doesn't cost $500.
Matt knows I have money anxiety. What about this? How much do you think this costs? This is
Matt, how much do you think that costs?
Yeah.
The Pixie.
This is a small bottle of Pixie Glow Tonic.
That's small?
Yes.
Well,
because it's the biggest bottle on the table.
Oh, it's also toner.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, it's for your face skins, the color match, right?
No, doesn't that keep you from being shiny? Isn't that what Tony does? Toner does?
What does toner do?
Tony does.
Tony nominee.
I call it.
cannot.
I try to work it into any conversation I can.
Hollywood Free Foreign Press, how are you?
This is...
$40.
This is about $15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an exfoliant.
Now, is the tip off that it's only $15, maybe the bottle it's presented in? Like, would you expect, like, if you were spending $40 on a similar thing, would it have like a glass bottle?
Yeah, that's actually a good point. This is a plastic bottle, and most of these others are glass. Glass does not necessarily mean expensive, but I do think most expensive things come in glass.
Yes, and I will say a lot of oils, if they're in a dark bottle like this, it's to prevent the sun from destroying them.
Yeah, you don't want UV.
So, for example, this
like
is...
like beer.
Yeah, exactly.
This is The Ordinary. It's a retinoid serum. This probably comes in around $10.
Is that for your eyes?
That's for your face.
Oh. Oh, these are all much cheaper than I thought.
Well, the bottle you're holding is about $180.
Oh, there you go.
And what?
That's Vintner's daughter. That's a... Do you know what that
it's
is?
It's an active botanical serum.
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 Serum. I don't... That's a word I don't say in conversation very often.
Well, it's actually a word I say often because I have to describe my wife's podcast to people. I say, you like serums? You'd love Forever 35.
Here's another thing to smell. This is a product that we talk about, have talked about a lot on this podcast. It's Sunday Riley Good Jeans. It's a lactic acid treatment that you put on your face.
Lactic
Do you
acid.
Do all these on top of each other? Or is it like one day is a Vintner's Daughter Day and the next day is...
Great question, Anthony.
Good jeans.
Vintner's Daughter for me is an everyday thing.
Yeah, but then do you layer other stuff on
good
top
jeans
of it?
Is not an everyday thing because it's an exfoliant.
Yes. I give that a smell.
Whoa.
Wouldn't you want to like... How often are you supposed to exfoliate?
That would get you high. That's like glue.
God damn. That is like, that's literally like you're rubbing Elmer's glue on your face, which I suppose would exfoliate.
Yeah.
It's also a lot cheaper than good jeans.
That's right. You
good
put it on, peel that off.
Yeah.
How much
peel the glue off.
You know when you're a kid and you'd get glue all over your hands?
Yeah.
That
peel
feeling of
that,
peeling it off.
And then your hand feels great after.
That bottle, I think, is $105.
Okay.
Wow.
I can tell you something very similar. $1.99.
Does it perturb you that we've accumulated these products?
Oh.
No, but you haven't answered my question of how you use them.
Oh, okay. So I would say this is a squalane oil. That's a great moisture.
Hang on.
Yes.
What was that?
Squalane.
Squalling?
Squalane.
That's a brand, I believe.
Oh. No, that's a kind of oil.
Oh, it is? This I don't know.
Yeah.
On the bottle, it looks like a brand.
What is this?
S-Q-U-A-L-A-N-E.
Okay.
Squalling.
Okay.
So again, are you using this every day, all these?
No, I'm not using all these. These are just things I've accumulated.
So how do you decide what you're piling on every day?
To exfoliate, I would use this like once a week, the Pixi Glow Tonic. I now just try to wash my face and put on moisturizer. I'm trying to keep it very simple because I think my face started to break out in zits.
Look, this is my whole thing with Rogaine, guys.
Talk about
by the
serums.
Way, which I have failed so miserably at applying twice a day.
Have tried it, though.
Oh, sure.
I've never tried it.
I've said this on record. I'll say it again. The second I have enough money, I will plug the shit out of my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's going to be great. I'm going to be like Joel McHale.
He's got good plugs?
A lot of people.
Oh, my
God.
Look at him. Season whatever of The Soup to his most recent turn in nothing. I don't know what the hell he's been in since Community. What has he been
The writer slash humorist, Joel Stein.
I thought you were going to say Bruce Valanche for some reason.
He wrote a piece for Time about getting plugs.
He got plugs?
He loves them. He's like, never look back.
Is that something you think about doing?
I thought about it, but it's expensive. And when I read about it, also...
Painful.
Painful, and you have to do it again. Because your hair continues to recede. And so where you get the plugs, eventually your hair will recede behind that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
strange.
Then you have a weird like patch of hair and then baldness and then more. So you have to do it the rest of your life.
Yeah. I think that, you know, I'd plug it up. I wear hats a lot, but like it's when I'm outside and I don't have a hat on and I feel the sun beating onto my fucking bald spot, I get real sad. I like hair, guys. I'd rather have it than not.
Yeah.
Because I don't think my head's even. I think if I were to be bald...
Oh, your head would be lopsided almost?
It'd be like divoty, like that guy from Sugar Ray. Anyone?
I shaved my head bald in college, like with a razor, like shaving cream, completely bald.
How was
it? And it looks all right.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm waiting for the time to just go hard, go all the way.
Kate's face.
I would rather you have like the littlest bit of hair.
That's a soul patch of hair.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's very vain, but I just like...
I don't think I would go completely bald, but I'm close to the like...
I have a question.
Tight.
Yeah.
Is this something that men discuss amongst themselves?
I don't know. I discuss everything, so I don't really know what a general rule of thumb is.
I haven't been in a lot of conversations about it.
Do you feel the pressure of the beauty industrial complex? I mean, you are, we should say, white, straight.
Half Cuban.
Okay, half Cuban. You're a white man, Anthony.
I am a white man.
What societal pressures do you feel, if any at all, to conform to any beauty standards or participate in beauty culture? Do you even feel it?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm obsessed with James Bond, so he's the man of fashion, as far as anyone else is concerned.
You actually spend a lot of time and money on clothes.
I do. Yeah, I don't look like it right now. I'm wearing a Sony Pictures hoodie I had to buy because I had
hoodie.
No.
Oh, not a swag hoodie. You bought
no,
it.
I was freezing on the stage one day, and I ran to the gift shop as soon as it opened, and I was like, that one. But yeah, no, I do. I like watches, for instance. Like that's a thing that is. I think a lot of men share a love of like watches.
There are a lot of people who like watches.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know if it's the. Maybe it's the fine precision with which these things are made that fascinates us. I don't know. The fact that it keeps time is great, but like you can pop this thing open.
I mean, there are like 13 active botanicals in my vintner's daughter's serum. That's
you know
precision.
Do you know how many rubies are in the back of this thing? Go ahead. Take a look. You don't even see those. That's the
Oh, it has an open back?
That's the beauty of it.
What kind of watch is this?
That's an Omega Seamaster 300 worn by James Bond in... Spectre, everybody. Spectre.
It always ties into a fan culture experience for you, which I think is so interesting.
Yes.
Well, do you know, this has been said a million times, but I think it always resonates true to me that like women friendship is two, if you like picture it, it's two women facing each other talking and men friendship is two men standing side by side looking at something. And I think that's very true.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Obviously, there's giant assumptions and blah, blah, blah. But
we're just here to make generalizations.
Yes. Right. Yeah. But I have found that to be true, which is why I think the like discussion of skincare stuff is not as...
That's
where, like, we're doing an activity together. We will discuss that.
We're washing our faces together.
We're fixing scratches in cars.
We're at a driving range.
Which
was great to be at a driving range with me because I'm left-handed, so I get to face you.
Right.
And we're just
talking nonstop.
We're just talking nonstop whole time.
You get the male and female stereotype.
I do.
I feel like I don't think I practice a lot of self-care because I work a lot. I like working and I work a lot. Mm-hmm. But then also when I'm not, we have kids and things that have to be done. And so there's not a lot. I feel like I get maybe an hour at the end of the day to kind of like sit in front of The Mandalorian or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or Succession. Do you feel like in the year that you spent working mostly away from home when you were working like bonkers hours, did you do anything to care for yourself during that time?
I would work out sometimes, but that was about it.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I
it
have some
beautiful.
Gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you.
I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When I was doing After Trek and Goldberg's, and I was flying to New York every weekend for half a season, it was so crazy. I didn't even eat it. When you're in that sort of working, you don't have time to process that you're not taking care of yourself at all. Because you're just worried about this thing that's in front of you. I mean, it was insane. I know you were going back and forth to Georgia and New York.
Yeah, I was, in the beginning of this year, was running a television show and writing Beetlejuice, which was opening at the same time. And it was a lot going back and forth.
But Matt, you're body knew that because then you had a panic attack.
I did on the 10th or 11th episode of After Trek after going back to New York every weekend for 11 weeks. I think I had finally finished my other talk show, Sidekick. So I would do for 35 listeners who might not know so I hosted After Trek for CBS All Access. We shot it in Soho,
New York City.
In New York City. I worked on the Goldbergs 5 days a week in the writer's room. I also had a talk show that was on Alpha, Legendary's digital platform.
R.I.P.
Which was my talk show. It was called Sidekick with Matt Myra. It was a talk show where I was constantly the Ed McMahon, and we just had a new host every week. So I would do that on Monday nights. I mean, here's how my week would work. Let's pretend I'll have to start the week on a... Let me start the week on a Tuesday, normal day.
Totally normal.
Tuesday would be... We record Wednesday mornings, right?
Yeah.
That was what we did. Okay, so Tuesday morning would be a normal-ish morning. I would have to get up, take Bo to daycare, go to Sony, work, come home. I would then have to watch the next week's episode of Star Trek Discovery. Wednesday morning, Dory and I would have to record the podcast before work. So we had to start that at like 7. I would then go to work again on Wednesday. Thursday morning, I'd have a Skype call with the After Trek crew after having read the script Wednesday night. Write down my thoughts, send that to them, have a phone call with them, a Skype call with them. Go to work Thursday. During the lunch break on Thursday, I would talk to the writers of Sidekick with Matt Myra about guests, about bits, about all this other stuff. And then Thursday night, I would maybe record TNC or maybe I would do something else. Friday, I'd pack too. I'd have to pack for New York. Friday morning, I would leave the house, go to work, be on the red eye. So I'd leave. I'd go to work at Sony, finish up there. I would sometimes have to leave the set before we were done shooting to get to my 9:15 plane to New York. I go to New York Saturday. I would get into the office of After Trek, talk to them. I would also talk to the people at Sidekick with Matt Myra. Sunday, I'd go in again and we would go through the show, tape the show. We'd do the show live. I would not go to bed Sunday night. The car would come for me at 4 o'clock in the morning to take me to the airport. I would go to the airport, fly to LA. Monday morning, I land, drive right to Sony, go to work, leave work at 5 o'clock to drive to Burbank to shoot my Sidekick with Matt Myra show. Get home finally at like 11:30 midnight, and then we'd back at Tuesday, and that would start over again. That and that was 13 awful. Weeks like that.
That sounds truly awful.
And I had a panic attack on the 10th episode of After Trek, and I didn't know what it was.
Oh, you didn't know what the panic attack was?
No, I'd never had one
before. What did it feel like?
It felt like all my clothes were too tight, and I just wanted to be free of clothing. Turned out, once that happened, my clothes still felt too tight.
Your skin felt too tight.
It was. So the paramedics came, and I was doing.
Where were you?
I was at the studio. I was in
New York.
Yeah. It was. We shot that in Andy Cohen's old studio. He was upstairs. We were downstairs. And the paramedics came. They checked me out. My heart was fine. They were like, you should go to the hospital. You don't have to. We can't tell you to go. You have to tell us and we'll take you. And I said, I have a live show to do. So thank you. And then they sent a doc. Somebody in the Andy Cohen ethos of that, of Embassy Row, had a doctor that could just come. So we had a neurologist come.
Oh my God.
Or a cardiologist rather, come and take a look at me after a wardrobe fitting. He came and then checked me out.
And did they give you any
He
medication?
Gave me Lexapro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I've never taken.
Oh, he just gave you Lexapro?
No, a prescription which I had filled at a Duane Reade.
Just a handful of Lexapro.
And then I got on the plane and did it all over again. That was tough. But I also like working so much. I would say I have a very addictive personality. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that extends to work. And so, like, when I was hearing about Anthony being gone all the time, I was like, I know that feeling. And I kind of envy Anthony.
Because you love the feeling of work. Are you addicted to work, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what to do with yourself when you're not working for a period of time?
Especially right now. After this year, I have no idea. Yeah. Like, I feel crazy when I don't have a deadline.
Doesn't it feel like you're weirdly smashing into a brick wall?
Like, I used to be like, deadlines felt weird, and now not having a deadline makes me feel crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Like, right now, I just turned in a draft of a thing on Friday, and so I don't have anything because it's a holiday week.
Right. Yeah.
I don't have anything this week, and I feel insane.
I'm like, I'm waiting for a deal to get done on this thing I'm supposed to be developing and writing, and I could be writing it right now, but I'm like weirdly playing this game of like, I'll start work on it once the thing is signed.
That seems like a good game to play.
Is it? Because it feels like I'm wasting time, especially this week. I was off. I like could have totally done a bunch of stuff on it.
No, but what about just like relaxing and taking care of yourselves?
Well, you were like ordered to relax by your psychiatrist.
This is true. So
and
how did
you
I do
it?
You want to know how I did it?
What, like you like started a photography workshop
Tuesday night after we put Henry to bed? We hung out, and then I got in my car and drove to Las Vegas.
Oh God.
Relaxing.
I went to the Green Valley Ranch, which is a place I love now because it has everything in it. You never have to leave. You know, they have a movie theater. They have like bowling. They have like, it's a whole world in and of itself. And I went and for 2 days, I did nothing but play video poker, occasional roulette. And just bopped around saying not a word to anyone. I had a phone call with my lawyer and my manager, and then I called Dory, and then that was the extent. That I think it was 25 minutes total of conversation in 2 days.
So you just needed to like check out.
I just needed to shut everything off and stare at a
screen
of a game that had nothing to do with anything. I just needed to be like, I needed to know Henry and Dory were fine.
Right.
And then I could sort of relax.
Anthony, do you want to go do that? Would that relax you?
Probably.
Do you want to go do it?
No, because I would feel stressed out because I've been traveling so much. Mm. So,
but what if it was a car ride and I could get us there in about 3 minutes?
I just mean I would be stressed because I feel like I left you with our children for most of the year. And so doing that again feels like...
How do you handle the guilt?
You're saying I can lord that over.
It's one of the crappiest parts of it because I know that Kate is having to bear the burden of all of it, but I'm alone. Yeah. It's insanely lonely to be on the road. Like, you don't... I feel like for 6 months, I didn't touch another human being. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really weird how you, like, don't... Because you're not... I'm doing business. Yeah. So, there's no intimacy of, like, a hug or anything. So, it's incredibly lonely, but it's, like, complaining about that feels insane because your wife is taking care of your children at home.
Your wife is stuck with physically touching only your children.
That's right.
I was touched so much that, like, I never want to be touched again.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were like a
the very opposite.
Became
experience.
Very.
I should start a separate podcast where we talk about husband's guilt.
Yeah. I
don't think it
would
be very
popular. Dory and I will produce
it. We'll produce
it. I don't think it would be very popular, but no, it's real.
Network.
It's a real thing.
It is.
But spousal guilt, I mean, that's not just specific to husband. I mean, like,
it
I
has
feel.
To be. No. What does Dory feel guilty about? What do you have to feel guilty
about? Oh, you are getting the love.
But, like, you don't do anything where you should feel guilty.
Why do you feel guilty?
Because I'm Catholic. I'm empathetic to a fault.
I mean, I understand you. I'm the same way.
Yeah. I'm empathetic to a fault, but also weirdly self-centered in a way that I can't, like, quite grasp.
I'm very self-absorbed and very guilty about everything.
I'm guilty about being self-absorbed.
Totally.
And empathetic to everyone else's emotions. I am the literal definition of I will walk 8 miles out of my way to not inconvenience a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
That may or may not actually be inconvenienced by one thing I need, but I will go so far out of the way to make sure that they never know that I needed to inconvenience them.
I'm sick right now. I'm dealing with a cold, so I stayed home this weekend, and Anthony took our daughters to this fair, and he sent me this text message that was like, I think our kids are bored, or like they're too old for this.
I think they've gotten too old
for it. And then I just kept apologizing. And at one point, he just wrote back and he was like, why do you keep saying sorry? And I was like, because it's my fault you're at this fair.
We were fine.
Yeah. And in my brain, it was like I had bestowed the worst.
Yeah, but I do that.
Dory does apologize for, I'm like, what are you sorry about? This is not, how is this your fault? How is it your fault, Kate, that your daughters were bored? Like, you just, they're just smarter than everybody else. And they know that the fair was kind of bullshit.
I should
be proud.
I just was like, why did I tell them to go? And Anthony's there and the kids are, they're not having fun. And they just drove all this way.
Did you call an audible and do something else or just?
No, we stayed for a little bit and then we went and got lunch.
I would have had a lengthy discussion with them about, like, why was this boring? Let's talk about how this could have been a better fair.
Well,
fair had third act problems.
I think we should wrap things up, but I do have one last question.
We're making
question.
Some emotional breakthroughs. Why don't we wrap it up?
We kind of are.
Wow, we really have. Yeah.
Yeah. I have one last question for both of you, which is, how do you think Forever 35 has changed us?
Ooh.
I feel like I have a celebrity wife. I'll say it's like we go places and like strangers will come up to the table at a restaurant and be like, are you Kate Spencer?
Has that happened?
You guys go to restaurants?
But yeah, I feel like there's a lot of like going through the fair on Saturday. I'm walking and this woman goes, that's Kate Spencer's husband.
Honey, I feel like Kate.
And I'm like,
no,
hello.
Anthony just leaves the house more than I do. And Dory, I would say that. What I've noticed is a happier Dory.
Oh, okay.
A Dory who, you know, one of the things that most attracted me to your Tinder profile, that's how we met everybody.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, was the fact that you seemed like a boss lady or lady boss, depending on which hashtag you choose to use.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was very attractive to me because I love that you had your shit together. But then I watched as you were getting a little, how should we say, burnt out on your previous job. And it was very nice to be able to say, because I was, you know, on the Goldbergs, and I was like, if we have to, you know, if I have to do more work to let you go do this thing, then I would say go for it. And I believe I, you know, when you told me the idea, I was like, oh, yeah, there's a market for that 1,000%. I was like, this is a home run. I just love that. I get jealous in the sense that, like, she gets to make her schedule and sort of figure out what. But then again, if I had to make my schedule, it would be, I don't know. I wouldn't be great at it. But I do get jealous of the fact that she gets to be around the dog and the baby quite a bit. But she earned it. So go for it.
Well, this has been a pleasure.
It's been very informative.
It has been really.
It got much deeper than I thought it was going to get.
Well, that's me, you know.
Our show, really, you know, people, like, we cry on this show sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I could have gone, you know, if we'd gone about 15 minutes more, I would have cried. Although it doesn't take much anymore. Now that I have a baby.
I know.
I was watching the Walt Disney Imagineering.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Doc on. Yes. Okay.
Talk about a product we can talk about.
Bawling. Oh. Because I was holding Henry.
Aww. He's going to start crying now.
I might. And they were talking about Roy finishing Disney World for Walt and his brother and the whole brotherly.
And then dying like right after. I had no idea.
It was done,
I had
died.
No idea.
Like, he had sort of put his last of himself into this thing for his brother. And I was holding Henry and I got really sad that Henry's not going to have a sibling. And then I just started crying, and then Henry saw me crying, and Henry was like, what? And then
he did.
Wow.
In a way that I have never seen him cry.
Hysterically crying.
Yeah. And I just was like, I'm so sorry, buddy.
I looked over, and you were crying when we were watching something recently, and it surprised. I can't remember what it was. Do you remember?
Was it Awakenings? That movie Awakenings me.
No, it was like a commercial.
Awakenings. I don't remember.
It was something you've like softened a. Or maybe we were seeing a musical?
Was it a car commercial? Because car commercials, sometimes a Subaru commercial will get.
I cry in everything. And I
theater
cry,
like, makes me cry sometimes.
I think we were seeing a show and you like were choked up and I just like looked over and I was like, huh? And you are an emotional person. That's not that you've never
I will
cried.
Say, definitely after having kids, things make me cry more. For
it's
sure.
crazy. Yeah.
On that note.
All right. Well, thank you both.
Thanks for having
we'll
us.
We'll never
for
ask having you to
us.
Do this again.
Thanks
probably.
For marrying
Don't
us.
Don't say that.
Oh, that's so
you want to come back?
Look, if the
I'm
audience
saying, if
requested,
there's enough new serums that we
here's
need to
the
discuss,
thing, I want you to start using one of these and then report back to me.
Ooh, yeah,
but not the Vintner's Daughter because that's
too expensive.
That was too
no
much.
Offense. I do not. I don't want to say like I don't want to waste it on you, but that is kind of how I feel. I love you.
I would not have the patience to hold oil against.
I will
my
say
face
I think
for
that Anthony has a nice
seconds.
Even.
He does have nice skin.
I would say that it is sun kissed. A nice sun kiss.
That's because he doesn't wear enough sunscreen. It stresses.
I don't like wearing sunscreen.
Zero.
Makes me feel crazy.
I don't wear any sunscreen.
It's so sticky. I hate it.
It gives me so much agita and frustration when I like am throwing sunscreen at him.
If I wear it at all, it's because I'm like, Kate's going to give me a hard time if I don't wear it.
Aw.
Well, I don't like it at
well,
all.
Thank you for doing that for me. I love
like
you so
it.
Much.
Yeah.
All right. Wear sunscreen in conclusion.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
So we're still married.
We are still married.
Yeah.
Recently, Anthony was like, do you think that interview was okay?
Oh,
I was like, yeah, it was okay.
Oh, Anthony.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
Oh, men.
Oh, husbands.
So are they going to launch Forever 35 Men?
I mean, not on our network.
All right.
Isn't every podcast Forever 35 Men?
Oh, snap.
I mean, look.
Wow.
Just saying. Okay.
Okay.
Love them, though. They're great. And they are great partners, we should
they
say.
They are.
Yeah.
So, did you stay on top of your email?
Oh, yes. I am a master.
Yes.
I am
Kate?
Inbox. Not only am I inbox zeroing, I am using this to-do file. I set aside 90 minutes today and got through it.
I got to call this woman.
It is so... Do you have a massive inbox situation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really helpful, I have to say. Also, because I didn't do the work. Like, she sat for 3 hours and organized the whole thing and got me down to like...
I have all these...
emails.
I have like thousands of unread emails from like 12 years ago.
Dory.
Because when I started, this is getting a little off topic, but when I started working at Gawker, which was in 2006, they made us set up Gmail accounts. I had been using a Yahoo account up to then. They made us set up Gmail, and there was no like Gmail for business. So dory@gawker.com went straight into my personal Gmail.
Yikes.
So, and it, like anything that was like tips@gawker.com went into my personal email. Press releases went into my personal email. It all went into my personal email. So like there's tons of stuff in there that I just didn't read. That's from like 2007.
You need someone to go in there.
That I just need someone to like excavate.
I mean, I will give you her info.
Please, please do.
Because it's been really, I've actually been surprised I've stayed on top of it.
I'm impressed.
Weird. Yeah, I'm really into it.
What was your strat over vacation?
I let it pile up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just because I was on vacation.
Yeah.
But stuff I can delete, I just delete right away. And
nice.
Yeah.
And what about this week?
This week, I got to revisit my old gratitude practice.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
I kind of have let it drag.
Mm-hmm. You have been seeming pretty ungrateful lately.
Haven't I, though?
Yeah.
I'm mad about this elbow. I mean, I'm a little bit in a funk. So
I'm just kidding. I feel like you are... of anyone I know, you are so mindful about gratitude.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'm trying to figure out how to do it, especially because I am trying to spend less time on Facebook. And
yeah,
right now I have myself blocked from Facebook from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, nice.
Using the Freedom app. Uh-huh. So, but if I can pop on there and write it out at night or in the morning, I might do that.
Love that.
Yeah. How about you?
So last week I said I was going to try not to feel like I needed to keep everyone happy over Thanksgiving.
How did that go? I haven't heard much about your Thanksgiving week.
It went pretty well. There was one situation where it seemed like my mom was getting upset that she hadn't seen Henry all day. And I was kind of like, well, you chose to go with these other people in my family all day. Like, we were around. We spent time with everyone else. You know, like, I literally saw everyone else. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Like, you're a person with free will. You could.
Yeah, exactly. So I felt like generally I was trying to just kind of like take a step back. So I think it went okay. And we had a really nice dinner on Friday night with just the siblings and our partners.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was really fun.
That's so special.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And did the grandparents babysit all the kids?
The grandparents babysat my brother and sister's kids, and we got a sitter.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Quality time.
How
about this week, Dory?
So this week, I have to turn in my damn manuscript. This is like too much to unpack during intenshees, but I think I'm getting like that perfectionist block where I'm like, this isn't good enough. So I can't turn it in yet. I have to keep working on it, keep tinkering. And my editor emailed me and she was like, hey, no pressure, just checking in. Do you think you'll be turning something in? Just want to like get my ducks in a row. She was very nice about it.
Very gentle.
And do you need me to extend the deadline? Like, just let me know. And I was like, no, like I'm already a few days past my deadline, but I was like, please don't extend the deadline. Like, that will not be helpful.
Right. You just need to just send something.
I was like, I'm going to send you. I was like, it's not going to be everything, but I'm going to send you a decent sized chunk by the end of this week. And then hopefully by the time you have like finished reading that chunk and giving me notes, I will be able to send you the rest.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. And you were very helpful. You read a couple of my essays and you gave me very helpful notes.
So very good.
I really appreciate that.
It's going to be great.
I hope so.
It's hard to see it when you're the one producing it. I know. It's awful. I know.
Ooh,
excuse me.
Oh, hello.
My stomach had to have an opinion. You just have to, you know what? Just like handing something in though.
I know.
And having a fresh person look at
it. Totally.
You can say like, hey, you're in better shape than you think you are.
Or not.
Or not, but like you at least have stuff written.
Yes, I do have stuff written. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I'm very excited for you.
Well, thank you, Kate. That brings us to the end of our show. Once again.
Here we are. My stomach is gurgling away for some reason. And just wants you to know that we have a voicemail. Please call us 781-591-0390. You can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
You can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast. There's a lot of spinoffs there. Also, the password to get into the Facebook group is serums.
The thing we say at the top of the show.
Indeed.
If you like the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend. Mention us on social media. I might not see it because I'm not on it right now.
I'll see it.
But I appreciate it.
And a reminder that all the products we mention are always on our website, forever35podcast.com. And you can follow us on Instagram at forever35podcast and on Twitter at forever35pod.
And you know the drill. Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Dori Shafrir and Kate Spencer, and produced and edited by Sammy Junio.
Bye.
Bye.